Jeremiah chapter 3, beginning with verse 6. In the days of King Josiah, the Lord asked me, "Have you seen what unfaithful Israel did? She had gone up onto every high hill and under every green tree and acted like a prostitute there. I told myself that after she did all this, she would return to me, but she did not return, and her treacherous sister Judah saw it. Unfaithful Israel committed adultery, so I sent her away. I gave her a certificate of divorce, yet I saw that in spite of this, her treacherous sister Judah had no fear. She also went and acted like a prostitute. Since Israel regarded her sexual sins so lightly, she defiled the land by committing adultery with stones and trees. In spite of all this, her treacherous sister Judah did not turn back to me with all her heart, but only pretended, declares the Lord." Then the Lord said to me, "Unfaithful Israel is more righteous than treacherous Judah. Go proclaim these words to the north. Return, unfaithful Israel, declares the Lord. I will no longer frown on you, because I am merciful, declares the Lord. I will not be angry forever. At least acknowledge your guilt. Admit that you rebelled against the Lord your God. You have distributed your favors to strangers under every green tree, and you have not listened to me, declares the Lord. Return, unfaithful people, declares the Lord, because I am your husband. I will take you, one from a city, two from a family, and bring you to Zion. Then I will give you shepherds after my own heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. In those days when you have been fruitful and increased in number in the land, declares the Lord, men will no longer say, 'The Ark of the Covenant of the Lord.' It will not enter their minds. It will not be remembered. It will not be missed. Nor will another one be made. Then they will call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord. All nations will gather there in Jerusalem for the sake of the name of the Lord. No longer will they stubbornly follow their own evil hearts. In those days the house of Judah will join with the house of Israel, and together they will come from a land in the north to the land I gave your fathers as an inheritance. I myself said that I would like to treat you like sons and give you a desirable land, the most splendid inheritance among the entire army of nations. I thought you would call me father and would no longer turn away from me. But you, O house of Israel, have been unfaithful to me, like a wife who is unfaithful to her husband, declares the Lord. A cry is heard on the bare hills, the weeping and pleading of the people of Israel, because they have perverted their way. They have forgotten the Lord their God. Return, unfaithful people. I will cure you of your unfaithfulness. Yes, we will come to you, for you are the Lord our God. Yes, there has been deception from the hills and commotion in the mountains, but there is salvation for Israel in the Lord our God. Since our younger days, shameful gods have consumed the results of our fathers' hard work, their sheep and cattle, and their sons and daughters. We will lie down in that shame. Our disgrace covers us. We have sinned against the Lord our God, both we and our fathers. From our younger days until today, we have not obeyed the Lord our God." Chapter 4. Israel, if you will return, declares the Lord, return to me. If you remove your disgusting idols from my sight and do not go astray, and if you swear, as surely as the Lord lives, in truth, justice, and righteousness, then the nations will be blessed by him, and they will take pride in him. For this is what the Lord says to the men of Judah and to Jerusalem: break up your unplowed ground, and do not sow among thorns. Circumcise yourselves to the Lord. Circumcise your hearts, you men of Judah, you who live in Jerusalem. Otherwise my rage will burn like fire, fire that cannot be put out because of the evil that you have done. Announce in Judah and proclaim in Jerusalem, blow the ram's horn throughout the land. Shout loudly and say, gather together. We must flee into the fortified cities. Raise a signal flag to flee to Zion. Flee for safety. Do not stay behind. I am bringing disaster from the north. I am bringing terrible destruction. A lion has come out of his den. A destroyer of nations has set out. He has come out of his lair to lay waste to the land. Your cities will lie in ruins with no one living in them. So put on sackcloth, mourn, and wail, because the burning anger of the Lord has not turned away from us. When that day comes, declares the Lord, the heart of the king will fail, and the hearts of the officials as well. The priests will be stunned, the prophets will be dumbfounded. Then I said, oh no, Lord God, you have completely deceived these people in Jerusalem as well. You said, you will have peace, but the sword is at our throats. At that time it will be said to these people and to Jerusalem, a hot wind from the bare hills in the wilderness blows toward my dear people, but not to winnow or purify. A wind too strong for that is being sent by me. Now I am passing judgment on them. Look, he rises up like clouds. His chariots are like a whirlwind. His horses are faster than eagles. We are doomed. We are ruined. Jerusalem, wash the evil from your heart so that you will be saved. How long will your wicked thoughts live inside you? A voice declares from Dan, and a report of disaster comes from the hills of Ephraim. Announce this to the nations. Make Jerusalem hear it. A besieging army is coming from a distant land, raising a war cry against the cities of Judah. They have surrounded her like men watching a field, because she has rebelled against me, declares the Lord. The way you live and the things you did have brought this on you. This is your punishment. It is bitter. It strikes your heart. My agony, I am writhing in pain. Oh, my heart, the walls of my heart are quivering. I cannot keep silent, because I hear the sound of the ram's horn. It is the signal for war. One disaster after another is announced. All the land is ruined. Suddenly, my tents are destroyed. My tent curtains are torn apart in an instant. How long must I see the battle flag and hear the sound of the ram's horn? My people are fools. They do not know me. They are ignorant children. They do not understand. They are experts at doing evil, and they do not know how to do good. I looked at the earth. It was undeveloped and empty. I looked at the heavens, but there were no lights. I looked at the mountains, and they were quaking. All the hills were shaking. I looked, and there was no one there. Every bird in the sky had flown away. I looked and saw that the fertile land was a wilderness. All the cities were torn down because of the Lord and his burning anger. This is what the Lord says. The land will be laid waste, but I will not destroy it completely. Because of this, the earth will mourn and the sky above will grow dark. I have spoken. I have made plans. I will show no pity, and I will not turn back from this. At the sound of riders and archers, the people of every city will flee. They will go off into the brush. They will climb up into the rocks. Every city will be abandoned. There will not be anyone to live in them. You are destroyed. What are you doing? Why do you dress in scarlet and put on gold jewelry? Why do you put makeup on your eyes? You are making yourself look beautiful for nothing. Your lovers reject you. They seek your life. Listen, I hear a cry like that of a woman in labor, a cry of pain like that of a woman giving birth to her first child, the cry of the daughter of Zion gasping for breath, stretching out her hands and saying, oh no, it is hopeless. My life is slipping away in the presence of murderers. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.